So it happens all around Junior Spain, also in Hudson Bay. And in Winniskaya, this story was this. The important thing is that who were the Opagitawe? The man called he who set gill nets in for the company. And Opagitawe, that's what it means. So in Winniskaya, we don't know exactly how far back this thing, when did it begin? And I am certain that it started at very early after 1682. Maybe within the 10 years time, it may have established this venture like an outpost operation. And it was then that the staff was known as Opagitawe. So how many of those people have been succeeded, you know, in during that time until the time we in Winniskaya, in Winniskaya estuary, the man was known to be called from that Opagitawe, who has a young boy he had adopted by the name of Pinesis. So this Opagitawe is a well organizer. He organizes the men. What he did was he has as many geese as he can, and then he would salt them and pack them into the wooden cake. Cake, I mean, is a C-A-G-E-G, cake. It's a round barrel, the wooden barrel, which has the steel band around them. And they are waterproof. They can be made waterproof. And that's what they used to bring in salt pork or some other stuff from England. And they, when these things are empty, so they use it for the geese to be salted and put there and sealed. And these geese are not cooked. They're raw. So they are salted. So they preserve. And then they are just packed into the mud so it won't get too hot. So when the October 15, when there's that season of mild, like you say, in Indian summer, so the yolk boots, they used to call those, probably 35 feet long. I don't know exactly how much they carry, but they must be enough. So they load these things, the salted geese and also the smoke-fished, dried, and also the powdered fish, as much as they can. And also sometimes the powdered meat, whatever it is, maybe sometimes goose, sometimes caribou. So they all pack the small boat and then it sails to York factory to be stashed away and then be used with either during the winter. If it's the fur traders coming in during the winter, they will buy this food in exchange for their fur and to keep them going. And it was during that period, somewhere around 1780, that somehow this man who used to come here must have been around about 60 years or so, because it is said the last Opagitawe was known to have been very, very old and weak, that he was carried back to Fort Severn as a retiree of the Hudson Bay Company. And he was the one who came into Winnis every fall to do the same thing. And it was one, but he was stationed at Fort Severn, or I'm not so sure if it's Fort Severn, maybe it was York Factory. He may have come originally from York Factory and work at the Fort Severn post and work with the rest of the other people. And then he used to come into Winniskaya in the fall, in the month of the beginning of September, just when the geese are arriving. And then he will begin his business by hiring the local people to shoot the geese for him, and later on do the fishing for him. And pack all these food stuff away and then wait for the boat to come in and to take it to either Fort Severn or York Factory.